it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time and answer some of the questions you sent in. We try to group them together pretty good. So we've got a great list today. So, Angel, let's jump in and see what we've got.
All right. Hey, Joe and Angel. Love the mailbags. Thank you for letting us submit our questions. My daughter is 21 and in college, and we've had arguments with her about not letting boys go into her room with the door shut. She says it's for privacy, but we weren't born yesterday. I want to set my foot down, but don't want her to feel the need to hide things from us either. Well, you're not, it sounds like you're saying that she's doing this in your home. Not at college. No. She must not be living on campus is what I'm guessing. Well, it's your home. You set the boundaries and the rules. The truth is, if they want to do something, they're going to do something.
Yep.
Because that's a heart issue.
Yep.
But yeah, I would never let my daughter go into a room with a boy and shut the door. I would just say, no, I don't care. You could, it could be as innocent as the day is long, but I don't like how it looks.
Nope.
And it doesn't look good.
Nope.
And yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with taking a strong stance. And I would for sure. I remember one time my son had really great friends. Really, they were all Christian kids, really, really good kids. And they've all really gone on to do great things.
Yeah.
But one day, someone came over and my daughter was there and I wasn't home. I was at work. And she called to ask me something. I go, what's going on? What's that noise in the background? And she told me, and I said, could you put Sumner on the phone? And so she did. And I said, Sumner, I don't like this at all, that my daughter is at home with a bunch of boys by herself. So you're going to have to ask your friends to come back another time because I'm uncomfortable with that.
Ooh.
And he said, okay, now listen, here's the thing is my kids know if I say something, it is law. And it has been since the time they were little. I was a very strong parent figure. But it's your home. And here's the thing. When kids get in college, they're going to push the boundaries.
They're going to push.
I tell you what. No point in my kids' childhood was as hard as college was to me. Because I just didn't like it. If I had to do it again, I'd do things differently. But
both of us would.
Yeah, but so they're getting around people. They're getting there, trying to gain their independence. They're trying to morph into an adult. There's a lot of stuff.
But they're not. They're trying to spread their wings and fly, but they're not ready yet.
Well, they can be. If you want to go live on your own, you can make your house rules.
Yes.
But this is my house, and these are my rules.
Yeah.
So, and while I'm paying the mortgage,
I'm looking forward to you getting that on your own. I'm excited for that to happen. But right now, no, I'm still paying the bill.
If you want a lot of bills, go ahead, live on campus. There was both my kids. There was a time I said to both of them, I think you need to go for at least a semester and live on campus. They give you a good experience for you. And it was. It got them more involved. It was a very good experience
very
for them. And well, they went to a Christian college, so there was rules. You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that there, and I like that rule. All right, guys. My kids find fault in everything I do. Imagine that.
I can't imagine.
I'm just getting tired of everything being my fault. I almost told my daughter she needs to go to therapy just to vent about me instead of to me. That's pretty funny, actually. I know that doesn't sound funny, but it is kind of funny. What do you do with the kid who's had it all, that finds all the reasons that it wasn't enough? There is the entire generation that we're dealing with right now. I think been a little chatty, sorry. But, you know, I was little, my parents could have cared less what you wanted, how you felt. You're going to do what I tell you to do, and that's what you're going to do.
That's how I was brought up.
So we all thought that was pretty harsh. So we let the pendulum swing woo, the other way, and it was all about your feelings and how much they matter. And la, 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 la. And they do matter, but they're not the end all.
No.
The end all. And they can't.
No.
If they rule your life, you're going to have a miserable life.
You're in a mess.
Yeah. So my kids were both English majors in college. I'm from Georgia. I don't always speak the King's English.
Or the Queen's. Or the Duke's. Or the
See, Mom? See? But they would correct me all the time. And I'd say, if you correct me one more time, I promise you, I'm going to walk you to class in my pajamas. And
well, one thing's going to have to be said is kids pick up what they hear and they pick up what they see. So if there's been a lot of verbiage, just editorial comments from you, that's not yes and no, then they're just firing back what they've learned. Mm-hmm. So the first thing, you got to shut the flow off. Make sure you're not the one they're picking it up from, or the dad, or you got to make sure they're not just feeding back what they've learned from you. Well, I'll tell you what I think, and I think this, and this is what I think. We don't care what you think. We need you to do this. We love you. We're going to supply your needs, but we need you to do this. And with no comment, there are no comments, because it's, see, did you pay the water bill? Did you pay the light bill? Did you make the house payment? Did you pay the insurance? You didn't pay anything, so you have no comment to make. None. And this world we live in, the kids think they have a right to say something. Not if you didn't pay for anything. Now, if you want to get out on your own, pay your own bills, you have every right to say what you want to say. You paid the money. But if you didn't pay, you have no right to say anything. And that's just sort of been a lost rule, you know, in society in the last couple of decades. Like, no, this is my house. This is what we do here. And this is how we do it. Get your own house, do what you want to do. But in my house, this is how we live. And I think I'm doing it the best I can. I'm not perfect. I'm sure I made mistakes, but these are the rules for my house. And so just make sure they're not picking up comments from you, because you're always editorializing. Just make sure you shut it off. But that's not happening.
I was raised in a family where we teased a lot, and there's a lot of cutting down.
Yes.
And as I became an adult, you know, I didn't have children until I was 30, so I had a lot of stuff, time to process some things that I probably wouldn't have if I'd had children when I was 20. But I realized that that was a very large part of the reason any insecurity I had was over that. So I said, when I had children, we are going to have a home full of peace. We will not have this. We will not talk to each other like that. We will not cut each other down and everything like that. And I would never let them. I'd cut it off at the pass.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that's probably one of the best things I ever did as a parent, because to this day, they are best friends.
Still.
They work at the same place. They live close together. They drive to work every day together, and they went to the same college. They've just been, everybody always thinks they're twins, but but most of that was because I didn't allow that kind of division to come between them. So having said that, that's not what most people have done in our society today. Tell your kids, I'm sorry. I should have set a different standard here. I should have been the example first and foremost. Yes. But from now on, here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to watch our words, because these are hurtful.
Yeah.
They're negative. They're hurtful to me, and they're hurtful to you, because that's not giving life to anybody.
And you get on your own, you're not going to get a raise. Nobody's going to give you a job. They don't like the way you talk, because if you'll do it at home, you'll do it in public.
Yeah.
And that's going to get you fired, or it's not going to keep you from getting a promotion somewhere, because nobody likes somebody that runs their mouth all the time.
And so you deserve, that's your home. Take your stance.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you've made mistakes, correct it. It's not too late.
Nope.
I don't care what age they're at. Growing up in a verbally abusive home, I am finding it hard to take compliments in life or even accept some of the encouragement from my pastor or found in God's word. Have you experienced this? How do I get over this hurdle?
You want to jump in?
I've experienced it. Yeah, for sure. Yes. Joe would tell you that I still don't know how to take a compliment. He will tell me, you're beautiful. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
like water off a duck's back. But I keep watering.
He does. He's very faithful to King Triton. Woo! But
well, I'm going to marinate that thing.
So it is hard. It is hard. I think the thing that you have to do is start replacing what you've heard with the Word of God.
Yes. You've got to start by liking you. Mm-hmm. The two greatest commandments, Jesus gave them.
Yes.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And the second commandment is just like it, just as important. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. What does that mean? Well, you're not going to love your neighbor anymore than you love you. So it starts by loving you. Do you love you? No. Well, then your neighbor's in trouble. You love you? No. Well, your spouse is in trouble. Your kids are in trouble because all the love starts by you accepting and receiving the love of God. And I got to get to the point where God loves me just like I am, warts and all. I'm accepted in the beloved.
Yes.
The Bible says I can run boldly to the throne of grace to get mercy and help in time of need. Now, what's mercy? Mercy is something I don't deserve. I've not earned, but God will give it. Blind Bartimaeus, been blind from birth on the side of the road. Jesus is coming down the road. He can't see. He said, what's all that noise? What's all that noise? Man, that healing rabbi is coming. What? Yeah, that healing rabbi is coming. So blind Bartimaeus, a beggar on the side of the road, starts to yell, mercy, son of David, have mercy. He didn't say, hey, eyeballs. He said, man, I need some eyeballs over here. He asked for mercy because even as an old Hebrew, he knew mercy will stop God in his tracks. And Jesus stopped right where he was. And the disciples said, Lord, don't bother him. He's just a crazy old blind man. No. So he walks over to the blind man and he asked the blind man, she said, blind man, what can I do for you? Peter tries to help my Lord. He didn't have any eyeballs. Peter, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the blind man. Blind man, what can I do for you? Lord, that I might receive my sight. And he got a brand new set of eyeballs that day. He didn't become an evangelist. He didn't start a ministry. My friend, they drug him down to the Sanhedrin later on that day and grilled him. Do you believe this guy's a son of God? He said, I don't know. All I know is once I was blind and now I see. And so it's a real simple process. We're just meeting needs. It's a simple process.
Yeah. So, I mean, just start speaking that word. And over time, it will help you renew your mind. You know, I'm the head and not the tail.
I'm above and not beneath. Everything I set my hand to process, I am accepted in the beloved. God loves me just like I am. I can do nothing more. I can do nothing in my life that will make God love me any more than he loves me right now. God will never, ever love me more than he loves me right now because God is love, which means I don't have to earn nothing. I don't have to work nothing. I just run boldly to God. And if you ever get that in you deep enough, you're like, that'll set you free. Yes. I don't have to make anybody like me. You don't like me? God bless you. I don't care. I'm accepted by the creator of the universe. The creator of the universe loves me just like I am. I'm loved by God Almighty. If you ever get that in you just barely, it'll set you free. And then you'll start thinking different, living different. Like, hey, I can go in anywhere. I don't care whether you like me or not. I'm fine.
Thank you so much for spending your Mondays with us. And this week, we just call your family, your children blessed.
Yes, blessed in Jesus' name.
We pray a hedge of protection around you.
Yes.
And your family, that this week you'll be specially blessed. And let us know what happens. We love you guys. Thank you and have a great week.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.